It's clear that print journalism is in a state of transformation. With the recent demise of the Tucson Citizen's print edition, Southern Arizona now has only one daily newspaper. James Gregg and Dean Knuth are photojournalists at the Arizona Daily Star, and both have recently been honored for their work as visual storytellers, even while they're working in an industry that is literally shifting beneath their feet. They were working on a story about boxing in Southern Arizona when Luis Carrion joined them to get this report.
It's clear that print journalism is in a state of transformation, and few people feel comfortable predicting what the future will hold. However, here at the Arizona Daily Star, work continues in providing the community with what is now its only daily newspaper. And the photography team has had to learn to adapt to the changing landscape.
This camera was unthinkable a few years ago. It'll shoot a 21 megapixel still image and shoot HD video, and it fits in my hand. I can't even think of what this is capable of doing to tell a story. So that's amazing.
James Gregg just won the Photojournalist of the Year award from the National Press Photographers Association and from the Arizona Press Club. For him, being a photojournalist is all about telling the story.
All of them are very consistent except for those two.
However, the economic model of the newspaper industry now seems uncertain.
It's a little scary as to where that's going to have a home. I don't know, I believe in our purpose. I think that we've got an important job to do, and so I'll pursue it.
Gregg is part of the award-winning photography team here at the Arizona Daily Star. For him and the other photographers, being a visual storyteller now requires skills across a variety of technological platforms.
Do we want to follow him to his next fight, wherever it is?
Well, I'd stay in this area or Sonora for right now, unless the story takes you there. But I'm Rick Wiley. I'm the director of photography at the Daily Star, and I supervise a staff of 13 photographers. What were you planning on photographing down there?
So we have David Lopez, who's a professional fighter.
We do a little bit of everything. As a community newspaper, we cover all the bases.
As the person who coordinates the visual storytelling component of the newspaper, Wiley has seen many changes in the past 10 years. And he points out that technology has dramatically altered the role of the photojournalist.
Since we've gone to digital photography, we've also sort of decentralized, and all the photographers have laptop computers with wireless data cards. So wherever they can usually get a cell phone signal, they can transmit photos.
Gone are the film processing labs, the chemicals, and the mad dash to deliver the pictures. For photographers like Dean Knuth, who was named second runner-up for Photojournalist of the Year, his office is often a fast food restaurant or a coffee shop. And the bulk of his time is spent out in the field with his subjects.
And we're working on a project on boxing. We're looking at boxing in Southern Arizona, what it was and what it is now. Boxing has really changed, looking at from the 70s and the 80s to now. And then we're also looking at different types of gyms. That's what I'm doing here, looking at this gym that really caters to U of A students and professionals to come in. It's a boxing gym, but it's a lot more than that.
It's a lot more than that is a typical statement when describing the work of Dean Knuth.
And I might take some shots of you today while you get all ready. And are you doing the 4:30 workout?
This story alone will have him traveling throughout Southern Arizona and Mexico. It's the type of visual storytelling that has become one of the hallmarks of the Star features. And it allows the individual photographers the discretion to steer the project.
So the process starts with me coming to Rick Wiley, the director of photography, pitching an idea to him. We kind of flush it out, what we want to look for, what we want to stay away from, and then we're just kind of set free and we just kind of do it for a little bit. Come back to the office a couple weeks later and show him what we have. And then it's at that point when it gets fine-tuned, you know, how to tell a story.
So how much longer until you're a professional, huh?
It's easy to go out and take a lot of photos of one thing. It's more difficult to get a storyline through that where you can get emotion and really tell about the subject and about the issue.
Wiley points out that it used to be that photographers were told where to go and what to do. But a lot has changed in the past 10 years.
It's evolved because photographers now are expected to be journalists on par with every reporter and editor in the newsroom. So people like James and Dean epitomize that. They recognize that, and they're capable of doing reporting on their own. I mean, they're trained and capable of going much deeper with photographs, much like a good writer would do, to really illustrate what the issue is.
And so you look at that and contrast it with, with that, down, dirty, boxing. Bare bones.
Yeah. It remains to be seen what the future holds for the economic model of print journalism as we know it. But for Wiley and his team, the mission remains the same, to tell the story. Again, James Gregg.
The interesting thing is that our industry is probably more challenged than it's ever been. But it also our storytelling has more opportunities than it ever has before. So you're in this interesting circumstance where we're threatened, but at the same time, we've been given tremendous opportunity.
For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Luis Carrion.
We have a collection of the award-winning images taken by the Arizona Daily Star photographers. They're on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org.